That's me speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello sir, this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you today, Mr. Barney?
Yeah, from which department are you calling, please?
We're calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard, sir, alright?
Yeah.
And actually, this is a verification call that did you authorize any transaction to overseas this morning?
No, none whatsoever.
Beg your pardon?
None whatsoever.
Alright, so the reason why we are calling you is because about an hour ago, someone has access to internet banking from a different country, alright? And they were trying to redeem some gift cards. Did you have any friends or family over to the overseas who can have an access to internet banking?
Well, there are lots of friends and family members overseas.
Sir, this funds has been transferred to California. Like, do you got any friends or family to California?
Yes, I believe that there are friends in California too. David Joseph.
Alright.
Yeah, but I don't I don't keep in contact with them, so yeah.
Okay. So you haven't made any payments to any of your friends in the United States, right?
No.
And you are the only authorized person. And you got a mobile phone or a computer?
Yeah, I got a mobile phone. The phone I'm using, yes.
Okay. And on your mobile phone, you do use an eBay application or PayPal?
I use eBay? No.
Yeah,
I haven't.
eBay, PayPal, or any other apps? Because
no, I haven't
those,
used.
Somebody
no,
has
I
used your.
Use I yeah, don't use so, eBay and PayPal. I don't have money to use.
I do understand, sir. Because what there are some people, what they did, they have tried to use your information, misuse your details, to get a credit for some gift card online, right? And you are not aware about that, right?
No, I am not aware of it at all.
Because the current location, your IP address, has been shifted to a different country, and we are not sure like how it could be possible like they are using your and misusing your information, right?
Yes, that's right. That worries me.
Okay, so we will help you to block those transactions, sir. We are the
This
is a call you will get from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard, okay?
Yes.
Now,
but my bank will cut them down straight away because my bank knows that I don't have means.
Yeah,
I
know
don't
that.
Have any means.
Yeah, but the problem is that they have got access to your IP address, your internet network that you are currently registered with your account.
Yeah, they shouldn't have any of those information.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you, sir. They have got access to your network.
Yeah.
You use
how
a mobile phone?
They,
okay. Let me help you to check the IP address, sir. Okay? Let me help you to check you the IP address with your own eyes.
Yes.
When you see that, you can believe, okay? You got a Google.
No, what is the IP address? Anyway, I don't understand IP address or anything.
IP address is a IP address means like you are using a particular network and particular network got a particular IP address, right? And your IP address is showing in a different overseas country, sir, and that's the problem where from everything has got started. So I will just help you to check that. No need to read out or no need to tell me anything over the recorded line.
Yes.
You will be just having a look with your own eyes, okay? No need to.
Yes.
All right. You got
so
a
how,
Google
where
your
do
phone?
I see my IP address?
On the Google, you got a Google on your phone?
Yes.
All right. On the Google, you can simply type my 1P address country, and you can check the results, okay?
All right. So I go to Google now.
Yeah, open up the Google. You can see search on the Google, a search.
Yes. I'm going to Google now.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, please.
All right, sir.
All right. I got Google out. Now what do I want to search?
Yeah, on the search, press my. Type my, M-Y, my.
Yes.
Then give a space. Then type the number 1, the figure 1, the numeric 1, okay?
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter. Yeah, then P as in Peter.
P?
Yeah. No, it's small case, lower case.
So P?
Then again give a space. After one P, give a space.
Yes.
Then type address. A-D-D-R-E-S-S. Address.
Yeah.
Then again give a space after address and type country. And just have a look, sir. You will be straight away getting up the results about your IP address details. No need to tell me. No need to read out. Just
right.
It with your own eyes. Can you see?
My IP address, country.
Yeah, my 1P address, the number one.
All right. My 1P address, yes.
Country, and check that.
Yes.
Anna, can you see anything comes up? Once you click on the search.
1P address information.
Yes, can you see it? The numbers and the location.
No location.
Can you see the country?
Yes.
Is it in Australia exactly where you are, sir? You can find it in a different overseas
country. No. It's United. They say United States of America.
That's the reason, sir, because this is the IP which has been get detected. And that's the reason you have don't receive any email or any messages about the transactions, sir, right? Because those people, they are not allowing you to get the notification. They have blocked your IP so that once the IP will be get changed, the money will be get debited from your account because they are using to get a credit. At the meanwhile, because they are using your details to get a credit, so in the near future, those company who from where they are trying to get the credit, they will claim you to get them the refund of those credit, right? That's the reason we have called you up to secure your details and make sure in the near future you won't face any problem, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now you can delete this my1p address from the Google search. We are going to report this through the Australian Cybersecurity Portal. Delete the my1p country. Delete them.
Yeah. Oh, but let me tell you one other thing.
Yeah.
There may be a couple of other Barney Josephs around.
Okay.
Because sometimes I get calls from Google saying that a Barney Joseph has tried to get into your account or something.
Okay,
I know that there are. I know personally that there are a couple of other Barney Joseph.
I do so, understand, sir. And have you said any of your details to them, like your email, your card information?
I haven't. But I do not know. But often I get, these things about this Barney Joseph has made a call from, from Melbourne and all when I'm not there.
Okay.
That type of thing has happened before. And I just tell them, look, I don't travel around, I'm too old to run around, and I don't have the money to travel around.
I do understand, sir. That's the reason, sir, we don't want you to be the part of this fraudulent thing. Because
I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, all right. So we are just helping you to report this thing on the cybercrime portal. Now, have you deleted
that?
Yeah, now type their ACSC Australia.
What do I do? Take that out?
Yeah, make it blank. Yeah, delete that.
Yes. Wait, what happened? I tried to delete it, but...
You can click on the X on the my1p address. When it is the cursor is blinking, you can see the X. You can click on the cross sign.
I don't know. I'm getting... I didn't try to click that cross sign, but something else comes up here. Someone is saying, yes, baby. With what? I don't know what they're trying to...
Close everything. Close everything and open up the Google again, sir. Close it from the background.
Close the whole thing. But I think I've closed you out too. No, you're there.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. I can't see the call, but You want me to get back into Google now?
Yeah, go back to the Google. Once you're on the Google, do let me know again, okay?
Yeah, all right, I'm on Google again.
Now, what
I am on
see?
Google.
Now, on the Google search, again, type over there, A for Australia.
Google search, A for Australia.
C for Charlie.
You want me lowercase or uppercase?
Lowercase. It doesn't matter, sir. You can type it in any case. All right?
All right. So, A for Australia.
C for Cyber. C as in Charlie.
C for Cyber.
S for Security.
All in one line? No spaces?
Yeah. No spaces. A, C, S, again C.
Yes.
C for Charlie again.
C, yeah.
A, C, S, C, then give a space. Now give a space and then type Australia.
All right.
And you can search for that now, okay?
Yeah.
A, C, S, C, Australia. And you can see the results. You can find A, C, S, C homepage, cyber.government.au.
Yes. Australian Cyber Security Cyber Services.
Yes. Click on that ACSC homepage.
It doesn't say homepage.
You can see somewhere it says ACSC homepage.
Yes, I see.
Click on that. Yeah. Now, once you click on the ACSC homepage, you can see a blue page has opened up, Protect Your Personal Device and Accounts, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now you can go down. This is the security portal. Now you can go down, scroll down, and you can find bottom somewhere. It says three things to protect yourself, top three things. Go down, a little bit down.
Yes, top three things to protect yourself, yes.
Can you see these are the three things that you need to follow up them, you need to apply them in the near future for your daily basis while using any of your accounts, right?
Yes.
Can you see all of the three things, like update your device, protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication, like whenever any payment made from your end, there is a OTP, you get a messages, a security code, a passcode. Apart from that, your face ID, your finger ID, your fingerprint also might be get required for the final authentication of those transaction, okay?
Yes. Yes, but I don't make any payments out of here.
I know, sir, but I'm not talking about today. Like in the near future, you need to follow up these things for security.
Yes.
All right?
All right.
Now,
so
you can again...
If I ever try to make a payment...
Yeah.
If I want to buy a $30 thing, I'm not saying that I'm going to, but
okay.
I want to buy even a $30 item, I have to go through this thing and first do it properly.
You need to
I would rather go to the bank and ask them to.
Definitely. You need to tell them I want a multi-factor authentication security on my account. They will provide you, okay?
All right. Okay.
Now, you can go to the top of the page, again, where you can see protecting your personal device and accounts on that very top of the page.
Yes.
You can see there will be option as a report, a
cyber
crime or cyber security incident.
Yes, it's just a report on. There's nothing, there's a little.
Okay, you can click on that report. You can click on that report.
All right, I'll click on that. Yeah, okay, it turned blue now.
Yeah, now you can see what's showing up there.
Yes, report cyber, report to the AC, yes.
All right, now you can go down, you can see who are you reporting on a behalf of, on the bottom down. All right, you need to select your individual, as you are reporting as on a behalf of your individual account, sir.
As an individual, yes, I'm reporting as an individual.
Yeah, perfect. And you can see below down there is a security notification which says you will reporting a cyber crime to the police through report cyber. But you can see there is a one more page which says you should not submit the report here. These are the hackers who are trying to distract you. They are not allowing you to do all these things, right? So this is a security notification because your network is not secure. The current location was showing somewhere in a different country in America, right, sir?
Yes.
Now, as we have report this fraudulent activity on behalf of these things on the ACSC cybersecurity portal. For the real-time monitoring security, what we are going to do, we are going to track the IP address of those people. And the ACSC
yes.
security will help you to do that, all right? The Australian yes. cybersecurity. Now,
yes.
you can close the whole Google page. Close it down.
I don't go back to the top?
No, no need to go back. You can close the whole page, the Google page, and go back to
yes.
your normal home screen where you can see all of your applications.
All right.
You can see all the apps. And you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple phone, sir? That's an iPhone.
Android.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, I closed all the things.
Okay.
All the apps in the background and all that.
Okay. Now you
but
can go to
phone,
the, yep.
My phone go nearly ahead. Always tells me that two apps are working in the background. And I do
yeah.
not know.
That's are the things, sir. Now, we are helping you to check everything. Your network will be get secured because there was an interrupt on your network. That's the reason that everything is getting, like, difficult for you. You are finding random things behind you, right?
Yes.
Apart from this mobile, you haven't used a computer or a laptop, right?
No, I have used about 3 or 4 years ago, but...
Not recently.
No, I have never used, for the last 2 years, I have never used a computer, no.
Okay. And you got a Wi-Fi at your residence? You do most of the time? Do you
No Wi-Fi.
There is no Wi-Fi.
I'm just getting an Optus, an Optus piece.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Now, listen to me very carefully. Now, your network will be get secured through the ACSC, the cybersecurity portal, right? They will be detecting those IP address and they will be trying to change the IP address and help you to receive the email and the cancellation notification, right? Now, on your mobile phone, you can go to the Play Store. You can find a Play Store on your phone,
yes.
okay?
Yes. Just a minute, please. Can you tell me, is that why,
yep.
my Google, what do you call?
IP address?
Not IP address, my...
Google account.
Yeah, my Google account and the Hotmail account. I can't get my mail sometimes. Yeah.
That's the reason, sir, because somebody has also tried to reset the password of your account. So your accounts are getting locked because they have got access to your network.
Oh.
Because what's
so
the problem
that
now?
Why every single,
yeah.
Is that why every single time I use the password for Facebook, password for this, password for that come up and I can never get into the things again?
Yeah, that's the problem gets started, sir. Because once they have ordered the gift card while using your network and your IP address, so everything they are getting on your email, but they don't know the password of your email because you are the authorized person of your email who knows about the password. So somehow they want to get access to your emails. That's the reason they might have used on your network to change or reset the password. They are requesting to reset the password, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, they must be changing all my passwords. I can't get into anything. Every time I try to get into anything, even to Facebook or whatever, or to some app, they say your password is wrong.
Okay, not an issue, sir. What I'm going to do, I will be just going ahead and securing each and everything, sir. Just be online.
Yes.
You need to open up the Play Store on your phone. Go to the Play Store.
All right, go to Play Store.
Yeah.
I haven't even been to the Play Store.
Play Store, because
yes.
the Play Store where you can download any application from the Play Store.
Just trying to spot this. I know people have been calling me and asking me to go to any desk and all these things. I don't know. I can't
oh
see
my
your place.
God, never download the AnyDesk thing, sir, if you don't know anyone. Because
then
AnyDesk...
Shall I delete that AnyDesk now?
Is it with you? Can you open up that? Is it with you? Because it is a security application, but what people are doing nowadays, they are misusing these apps. Okay? Is it with,
no.
Is the AnyDesk on your phone? Still you are using it?
I've got AnyDesk on my phone, but I don't use it. I don't
okay,
use
let
it.
Okay, let me check what those people have did with the AnyDesk. Can you open
yes.
up that AnyDesk application?
Yes. Yes. All right,
open
I'll
that.
Open that. They say plugin is available.
No, click on cancel. Don't click on
Click on cancel?
Yeah, click on cancel.
Alright, I cancel that one.
Now what do you see?
Now I see your address.
Yeah, can you see any numbers showing up to you there?
Yes, I can see.
Alright, help me with the number. These are the security numbers, sir, to detect your IP address.
Alright, 618.
Okay.
802.
Alright.
558.
Okay, now sir, the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security, is detecting your network. And what they find, they have found there are some other users are also get access to your network. So, once your network and the Australian Cyber Security are working on your IP address, you will be getting the security warning because those hackers, they have got access to your IP address. And the ACSC is trying to remove them. So you will be getting any notification, do let me know, okay?
Yeah. All right. Now, do you want me to find that it's...
No, wait. You can see it's something coming up on your mobile phone.
Security warning came up on my mobile
phone. Yes. Now you receive, because the ACSC is
now,
securing your network.
Shall I cancel that?
No, don't cancel that. You can see I trust this call below down there. There is a yellow...
Yes.
Click on that, I trust this call. Now, on the background, on the security
it's
warning
a red
page.
Background?
Yeah, security warning page. Can you see that? The security warning?
Yeah, all right. I clicked on my trust card.
Okay, now, on the security warning, you can see though two check boxes. I'm aware of the risk, don't show this again. Tick on them. Tick on the small square.
Yeah.
Okay,
on both.
Now click on, both of them. Then you can see the accept button on the bottom, because this notification is coming up from the ACSC and they are removing those hackers. That's the reason you are getting all the security. Now,
I put accept.
Yeah. Now, again, you can see start now or start broadcast, right?
Start recording.
No, start now.
No, I don't see start now.
Can you see start broadcast?
No.
Can you see accept? Again, you can see accept, allow.
No, I only see start recording or casting.
Yeah, click on start broadcasting. Start broadcasting, click on that.
No, there's no start broadcasting. There's just start recording or casting.
Okay, and apart from that, below somewhere you can see allow ACSC.
No, you only have it cancel. Cancel and another button there. It doesn't say anything on the button.
Yeah, click on that button, the another button.
But it doesn't say yes or anything. Do you want me to press that the blank button?
Hello? Yeah. Click on cancel. Wait. Don't do anything, sir. Cancel everything. Don't wait. Don't do it. All right?
Yes.
Now
I cancel.
Again, you can see the page where you can see all of your numbers, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wait. Now, what do you see?
I see the same security warning thing that came.
I trust
this call.
Yeah, first click on I trust this call. And then you need to check, keep a tick on both the boxes. I am aware of the risk, don't show this again.
All right.
Now click on accept. You can see ACSC bank server. Click on accept.
Yes.
Now again you can see accept or allow.
I can't see this red letters on the phone.
Okay, what can you tell me? What do you see? Can you see accept, allow, or continue?
I can see. I think I can see an accept.
Yeah,
and maybe.
Accept.
But I'm sitting on that. Nothing happened.
Click on maybe later.
I don't see maybe later.
Okay, what do you
see? Dismiss, I think.
Okay, beside the dismiss, you can see somewhere it also says accept. Have you ticked both of the
boxes? Yes, beside the dismiss,
okay,
I can see the accept.
Okay, did you tick on the both the check boxes on the security warning? Have you ticked the both of them?
No, where is the security warning? No, where is the boxes again?
Wait. Again, I'm sending you the request. Make sure, sir, listen to me very carefully what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
Because this is the security
system. No, I'm doing exactly what you're telling
me,
but I can't.
Okay, sir. Okay, not an issue, sir. Just calm down. Be relaxed, okay? Don't worry anymore. Yes. All right. Now, wait. Now, you can see the number 618-802-558, right?
Yes.
Now, you can see I trust this call.
No, I trust this call hasn't come up.
Okay, wait. What's coming up on the screen?
Nothing. Nothing yet.
Okay. Are you on the AnyDesk page?
Yes, AnyDesk page.
Nothing coming up?
No. Now came up.
Yeah. Now what do you see?
I trust this call. I'm clicking I trust this call.
Yeah, on the yellow. It's written on the yellow. You can see the small.
No, tiny. On the red.
Okay. Tap on that I trust this call.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now what do you see next? Wait. Slow down. And what do you see the next option?
Nothing. Only cancel is the option. And maybe underneath that thing that again slightly in red is dismissed or an accept.
Click on accept on the below.
Clicking on the accept, nothing is happening.
Can you see the security warning on the background?
Security warning, it's clear as ever, it's because it's in white on red.
Yeah, you need to tick on the boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again.
Yes. I think that. But there's no two boxes after that.
Below, before that, sir, can you see the two? I am aware of the risk. Can you see that?
I've already clicked on that.
Did you tick on the boxes, the check box, the small boxes?
There are no small boxes anymore.
Have you tick on them?
No, there are no. Boxes.
Sir, can you see the security warning? I am aware of the risk. Can you see the small square?
No, I can't see. I can't see. I am aware of the risk.
What do you see then?
I just said security warning. You are about to grant full control
click on allow.
To your device.
Yeah, click on allow. What? You need to read out, sir, what you can see. Read out. Click on
no,
allow.
No, but but I have already done it. I said I trust the call.
Now you need to click on allow again. There is a procedure.
Yeah, but there is no allow on my screen.
Sir, now you read out. Wait, what I'm doing here is I'm connecting you to the technician people. Wait.
Yeah. I know what you're asking me, but I don't see an allow. And the accept is not accepting.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James. I'm the technical supervisor. Well, I'll help you out for that. Now, what exactly you can see there?
I can see security warning. I'm about to give full control of my device. And I said,
that,
I trust
you see anything?
I said, I trust this call. Now, there is an option of cancel. There's an option of cancel.
Any other option do you see?
Yeah. Below, in red, is accept or dismiss.
Okay, the accept option is highlighted or it's not highlighted?
Look, my eyesight is very poor and especially when it's written in red, I can hardly see it. But I can see accept and I try to press that several times to accept, but nothing happens.
I understand. Now, in the middle, do you see somewhere says, I am aware of this risk.
No, I don't see any I am aware.
In the middle, you can't see anything says I am aware of this risk.
And No, I can't. I told you that
again.
Several times. I told the other person that several times too.
All right.
I feel like a television screen. It's more like a television screen with a dot in the middle and the other one like a padlock, key for a padlock thing, but that's about it.
Okay.
And
I'll send you the options once again, and just follow my instructions. Now, do you see the AnyDesk, your address?
Yes.
618-802-558, right?
618-802-558, yes.
Okay. Now, shortly you will receive, there is a
coming... But they say that's a password first, no?
Okay. Now they set a password for that. Okay. And now, do you see anything coming up says, I trust this call?
Yes, I trust this call,
Click on that first.
Yes, all right.
Now,
okay, now
once you...
Now I see the thing highlighted, this mistake there.
Okay, now do you see in the middle somewhere says, I am aware of this risk?
No. It's
okay, click on accept.
Scam protection.
Click on accept.
Accept, all right.
Yes.
Yes, now accept works.
Now, after clicking on accept, any other options do you see? Start now.
Start recording or casting with any guest.
Okay, any other option? Say start now.
No, doesn't say start now. No.
Or start broadcast?
It says connection established ATSP bank security server and then a number is given.
Okay, and apart from that, do you see any other option? Start broadcast?
Yes, take one option, cancel now.
And do you see anything say start broadcast or start now or allow?
No. No start now, no start broadcast. It says start recording. It says start recording or casting with any disk.
Click on casting with any disk. Click on that.
But there's no, it's not a click button.
Okay, it's not clicking.
No.
Okay, and do you see anywhere allow, continue?
No, but we already said... Behind that highlighted accept, I think there is in red, I think there is a slight red reading start now.
Yes, click on that start now.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now do one thing. Do you see there are... Now, just wait. I'm transferring the call to the previous guy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
All right. Thank you for being online, sir. This is James back again, the David Mitchell.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Now.
This time the thing got highlighted. The access got highlighted this time.
Because we have work on it. I have connected you to the senior technician. He was a technician and specialist. All right.
So
now, what you can do?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see the three dot? Can you see view your DEX and there is a logo, a circle, and below that you can see the three dot?
I can see three dots and an arrow pointing to the three dots. But below that, there's four small squares.
Just above that, not the remote address. Just above that, you can see only the three dots.
Yes, I can see the three dots.
Yeah, click on that three dots.
All right.
Click on permission.
Yes, permission.
Yeah.
Click again.
Yeah, click on permission.
Yes.
Now you can see scam protection. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now click on that. Can you see below down, you can see a speaker, a keyboard and a mouse and an arrow, right?
Yes.
Tick on the mouse and the keyboard and the arrow. Tick both of them.
On the mouse, keyboard, and the arrow.
Arrow, just beside there, the arrow.
But not on the speaker.
Not on the speaker. Now, you see on the top, it says scam protection. Click on that scam protection. Click on that.
Yes. Then?
Now, click on full access. Can you see that circle there?
Yes.
Click on that.
I clicked on it.
Okay.
Full access.
Now you can click on close. Click on close.
Full access.
I can click on close. Yeah, click on close now on the bottom down.
Okay, I close it.
Now you can minimize this page. Go to your home screen again. Minimize this page.
How do I minimize it?
Yeah. Can you see the home button on the bottom down, on the middle? Swipe it from the bottom, very bottom, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now what you need to do, you need to check all the application on your phone. Check one by one.
All right, so you tell me what to do.
Swipe your screen from left. swipe your screen from left to right. Now swipe it from the very bottom, swipe up.
All right.
Yes. Now check all the application. Go swipe from right to left.
From the top?
No, no. From the first, slide it from right to left. Slide your screen.
From right to left. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the front one. Front page.
Yeah. Go to the go to the front page. Yes. Correct.
All right. Yes. Now.
Now again, go to the front page.
I've got to the front page now.
Okay. Now, sir. Now again, go back. Go to the last page. Go to the last page.
All right. Then I'm going to the sliding list. Okay. I've got to the last page.
Okay. Now, on your mobile phone, we have detected there is a Commonwealth Bank application, and there is a apart from Commonwealth Bank, you use a Bank of Australia app, right?
Yes, there is a from bank application, but I don't use it.
Okay, when did you last use it? Did you remember that?
I don't use it. I don't want to fiddle around with it when I don't have money. So I
do understand. So I and with the Commonwealth Bank, you got any cards? A debit card or a credit card?
Yes, I got a debit card. But when I go to a shop or something, the debit card doesn't work or whatever. So I don't know if the Commonwealth Bank stopped that because
The card is not working.
I think they put a stop on
hold
it
on
once
your
and
card.
I got.
Yeah.
Try
to open up the Commonwealth Bank. Tap on the Com Bank application.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that.
I will help you.
Yeah. All right. They say log on.
All right. Do you know you can log into your online banking? Have you registered with the online banking?
I registered long time ago, but because I haven't used it, I have forgotten everything there.
Okay. Click on log on. Click on log on.
Click on log on.
Yeah. Tap on log on.
Yeah.
Do you remember your? Yeah. Do you remember your client number with the Commonwealth Bank?
No, I won't be able to.
Okay.
I have a card,
but I
do not know.
Wait. Can you see forgotten your net bank details?
Yes. Yes.
Wait. Now I will help you, sir. Don't do anything. Now put your card number there.
No, I have to go and get it.
Once you got your card, do let me know, okay?
My wallet is in the shopping bag. I don't use these things, so that is why.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the card now. Card.
Yes,
sir. Correct.
Beg your pardon?
Thank you, man. No, I went to the bank yesterday. Yes, it's here. Okay.
Okay, now put the details there.
Card number?
Yeah, put the details. Don't read out, just put it down. Don't tell.
All right. give this number to a police officer.
And what else asking you below down there?
The card pin. I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I know where the card pin. Yes.
Yeah. Don't read out. Just put it down there.
Yes.
It's confidential.
Yes. And I was just counting the number of digits to see if they're correct.
All right.
Five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The pin that you got, is it a 3-digit pin or it's a 4-digit pin?
Yes, 3-digit pin.
Okay, wait. Now don't do anything, wait. Sir, it's not the number on the back of your card. You can... It's like it's a pin. When you use the card over the ATM, or like you used to withdraw any money, you got a 4-digit security pin, right? When you recently you have swiped the card somewhere.
I think I have forgotten that because I don't use the thing. I only go to the bank once every 2 weeks to get out of the pension something so.
Okay, and do you remember on your Commonwealth Bank account, what was the last remaining balance?
I think I have about $1,000 for the work that is going on my roof. The plumber hasn't come as yet, but
okay.
I have to pay him the moment he comes, and that's not enough to pay him, so that will remain in the bank.
It's on your Commonwealth Bank card, right? The debit card that you got.
That is on the same account, but that is not enough because I have to go every month to Melbourne for eye surgery. So I do that.
This
and that is $1,000 there. So
okay, the 5217. This is the card that you got with the Commonwealth Bank. This is the only card, right?
I had a couple of other cards before, but I don't think those were working, so I just put them aside.
Okay, this is the only you got now. You are and Commonwealth
this
Bank.
This is the only card that I used.
Okay, and apart from this Commonwealth Bank, you do have like a Bank of Australia. Do you know how to log into your Bank of Australia online banking?
No, I don't. I got cheated on that one.
You have
got cheated on that.
Okay. Okay, go to your home page. Go to the Bank Australia app. Go there. Let me check what those people exactly did to you. Close this Combank application. Close it down.
Close the thing down?
Yeah, close the Combank app. Yes.
All right. Close down.
Yeah, wait. Now go to your Bank of Australia application.
Go to my Bank of Australia application. What is that?
Bank Australia.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I know what that is. Just give me a minute. I'll try to get those things up now.
You need to close everything. The things that are open are on background.
I don't know, all this rubbish comes up, you know.
Okay, I understand. Now wait, we will help you. We are going to help you. Can you see? Swipe your screen from left. Yeah, go to the last page.
Yeah, it's on the last page, is it?
Yeah, Bank Australia. Can you see the Bank Australia application? Open up that.
No, I can't see the Bank Australia yet. It must be the first page then.
No, it is on the last page, sir. Check once again. Correctly?
One.
So this is the second page. This is the second page. Now you need to go to the last.
It's the third page.
Yeah, you can see on the very top.
That one behind that one?
Yeah, the reminder one. Behind the reminder, you can see Bank Australia. Open up that.
Behind where?
Wait.
Ah, yes, I see. Yes. Okay,
all
yes.
Right.
Yes. Bank Australia.
Login. Do you
I don't know anything. I haven't even got a card or a card for this Bank Australia.
You don't have any cards for this bank?
No, no. That's only about $35 or $40 there.
There is no card with this application.
I had 2045 or 2050, 2000 got scammed, so.
No, no, like, can you tell me, with this bank, with this bank, you do have any other cards?
No, I don't have any other card for this.
With the Bank Australia, you only got an account, right, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, wait. And apart from the Commonwealth Bank, you don't have any other bank account?
No, no. I had this other one, this Net Bank, before, but I got scammed out of that, so.
Okay, from the Bank Australia, those people try to scam you up, right?
No, the fellows who were scanning from the Commonwealth Bank, they said that, you know, once I was doing I was trying to invest money on a platform, you know, the Tesla platform. And then, you know, they eventually scammed me, but then they said, at one time they said there was $60,000. And then the next time we found that was only about $20,000. So we tried to take money from there, but they said, no, it's all invested in different places, so you can't take it out. Then they said, if you have about $6,000 or something, you might be able to get the $60,000 from some of the, you know, Bitcoin or whatever these rubbish things are. But so I just said,
okay. Okay, go to your email. Open up your email.
Email? I can't get any email. I can't remember the password because...
I do understand. So I will help you to recover everything.
Yes.
Open up your email.
Thing, all those things get my emails and all have gone. And always the emails change that. What do you want me to get?
Wait. Go to your email.
Which email? Google.
Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. We will help you, sir. Don't do anything. Leave your phone. The security server is helping you over here.
All right.
This is your email.
Yes, yeah, but there are no emails. Everything is...
This is your Barney Joseph, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And
this is your Outlook.
Yeah. This is your Hotmail.
This is my Hotmail, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the address for Hotmail and for Gmail, but nothing. All the people that say they're testing me mail and all, nothing comes.
Wait. And with the Commonwealth Bank, you have not got many more cards, right?
No, I don't. I may have a couple of cards, old cards in a wallet or something, but I never use them because they won't work anyway.
Wait. Now, can you grab all of your card with the Commonwealth, the cards that you got at your home?
I do not know where they are. I only have the one that I use now.
Okay, open up the camera.
Open the camera?
Yeah, and take a clear picture of the card, the front side.
All right, I can do that.
Clear picture. Each and every number should be visible.
Oh, yes. Each and every number.
Okay. Now, you can click on the back, take a picture of the back side.
Hello.
The back side of your card.
Hi, sir. This is Charlie Vigneault.
And when did you last use this card, sir?
I think I went about 2 weeks ago to the bank to withdraw some money.
And what did they give you the money with this card?
Pardon?
Did they give you
no,
the money?
No, I have to show the card to get my account opened.
Okay. So did they provide you the money from your card? Did they give you the money?
They pulled from the same card account, yes.
Yeah, okay. And did they tell you the last closing, the available balance on your account?
Yeah, I think they said about 1,500.
1,500.
I have to try to keep 1,000. I have to try to keep 3,000 for this roofing work.
Okay.
But I can't. I mean, I have to eat, so.
I do understand.
So I can't do that.
Okay, because what those people did behind you, they are trying to order few gift cards behind you. They have used to purchase some gift cards.
Okay. Well, how can they use my Commonwealth Bank will never give any money. So.
I know, sir, but what they are doing, they have got access to your network.
Yes.
Your card is not used for any online stuff. And before, you do online things, right, with the Commonwealth Bank?
Yes, before I did, but for the last 2 years or something, I don't think I have done anything. Or last, maybe for the last 2 years, I haven't used card at all.
Okay, you do one thing, press the home button again. Go to your home page.
Home button.
Yeah, go to your home
button. Where
you can see all your applications. Go to your main page.
Okay.
Okay, now wait. Now we would. Now see, there are a lot of background application which Arvind opened up behind you.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to block all these things. Wait. Don't do anything. Don't touch your phone.
Yeah. I won't do anything. I'll leave the phone on the table like that. You do what?
Okay. We are not doing so. The ACSC, the security people, is working helping.
Yeah. All right.
And they have tried to purchase a Bitcoin. They have taken out. How much money was there on your Commonwealth before you have been scammed? What was the funds available for?
I don't know. We had always very little money. But once I got this investment, this platform, the Tesla platform going, this fellow from UK, who was sort of managing it for me, they said that, you know, it had made so much money and this and that, and we invested every bit of money that we had from different places, and then it all collapsed.
And they have cheated you, right?
Yes, yeah, they cheated. They cheated me. So, they cheated me. Full scale.
Everything was fake, and you trust on them.
Yes. Yeah.
And apart from, with the Bank Australia, you only got account, not any cards, right?
No. Just I go only on the account now.
No, with the Bank Australia, you only got a card. You only have account, not any card.
I had a card with the Bank Australia, but, you know, after, you know, I withdrew... are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Yeah, when we were losing on that, on that Tesla scam.
Yeah.
I took all the money from the net bank that I had and put that into this
Commonwealth
thing. Yeah, trying to work and get some things back because these people were saying, no, if you put that money in here, we might be able to get all that, you know. They made me buy so many blocks of oil and whatever they said and all that. So they said, we can probably get 60,000 back for you. And so we put all this money in there. And then that
never trust on anyone, sir.
Yeah, I'm hearing this all the time now, but that was only, that's what I did with these people, and that's what happened.
Because what those people did to you,
yes.
You have no idea, sir, what they're trying to do behind you.
Yes, no, I didn't know anything, and I told them that too. But because it was, you know, Tesla thing, I thought, you know, Tesla with you know, Elon Musk would be, you know, good, because Elon Musk is advertising it himself. So I thought, you know, that must be the only honest one to go
on. On the name of Tesla, they have scam you, sir. In the name of Tesla,
yes.
It was a Tesla scam.
Yeah, all right, yes. So, but the silly thing is, the Commonwealth ran with it, and for about 6 months, they didn't say anything to us, because, you know, the money, like, you know, that they were showing in on paper was coming in, and, you know, the Commonwealth was okay. But soon as everything collapsed, then they tried to say, you might have been involved in this as purposely, you may have done that.
Because the bank will never take a responsibility. The funds got anywhere, the funds got like to those hackers, to anybody's account.
Yes.
Somehow the banks release the money, right?
Yes.
So what they will don't take the responsibility of that.
Yes,
they will refund you the money.
Yeah, but then it's stupid for them to say from the head office that we think that you are involved in trying to defraud the bank or something or whatever.
Okay, not an issue. Sir. Now we are just trying to help you block everything. Let me check whether these things are working or not.
Yes, because we have been with that bank, you know, for the last 40 years, and then the first time something goes wrong, they try to say something.
Yeah, you have all your savings, your earnings over there, your hard earnings, and suddenly somebody came and they took out all of your things while giving you the. They have just give you the offer of the Tesla and they try to cheat you out.
Yes. Yes. But then these Tesla platforms are still being offered all over.
कुछ नहीं होगा. नहीं छोड़ दीजिए तो लोग की एक्सेस को देख लेते हैं. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, because recently
okay. Now, sir, this
Tesla came back to me and they said that they're giving me how much? Something like about $6,000 to invest in the thing. So I said, I can't do anything. I said, if you're giving it, put it in the bank and let it mature, but I can't do anything.
Okay, now, sir, what is going on here? Is this a recorded line which we have called you up? It's going more than 1 hour. So after 1 hour, what happens? That this is a security line, so the call get disconnected automatically. If the calls get hang up, I will give you a call back. Make sure you answer up the call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when your call came first, they said probably scam call.
Because, sir, those hackers are on your network. They are still on your network. That's the reason it's showing you. It will not show you the exact things because those hackers are on the network.
Yes, so they make me block the call by saying scam.
Yeah, because you will not answer that call. If you receive any genuine call, it will show you a suspect. So what you will do, you will not answer the genuine call, right? That's the reason they have did all this to you. So now whenever it's come up anything, don't see what is showing up. Make sure you answer up the call and answer and attend the call. And find out exactly who are the people, right?
Yeah, but
now,
I would don't
on the,
know
on your there. On your mobile phone, put the details which is asking you, and we are giving you a ring back. The call will be get disconnected. Okay. Okay. Now come to your mobile phone and pull the details. What the details asking you up there, and we are giving you a call back right now.
Check out personal information, officer.